talking about, also, I want to bring forward and say, we need to not only have this new board of directors, but we need to form some committees, like the communication committee, the outreach committee, and so I invite anyone to please come forward as we close, come forward and talk to me about setting up, you know, joining up with those and seeing how we're going to do this, because if we're really going to be advocates and we're going to expand our influence from Santa Fe down to Elephant Butte, then we've got to have that outreach. We've got to have Vidhinia's child in here. I'm sorry, I have to do one little thing. The last time I saw her, she had purple hair. So I didn't recognize her. But I love the purple hair. I like it. Anyway, so as we move forward, we need to have more people, more interest, you know, let's make a commitment to keep on touching out to one more person. We have a board meeting for the new board. We are meeting December 10th at Mario's. You actually get fed at this board meeting, so please join us. And Lynn wanted to say, he wanted to make an announcement. By the way, also, did you see the postcards from Judith Phillips, because they're doing the Land Summit conference next February, and she had some postcards out there. Lynn?
Yes, if you want to meet a whole bunch of irrigators and indigenous people and be immersed totally in culture, a week from today, on November 19th, at the Marriott.
17th.
17th. At the Marriott Pyramid, at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have the annual Congreso de las Acequias. And you really have to go to that. I just insist. And you can register and find out at lasacequias.org. So remember that. Take it down. Thank you.
All right. And one final thing. Everybody's talked about the Amet case in one way or another. Today would have been Mrs. Amet's 101st birthday. And I lived with them in the 60s. So I actually remember all that. But she was my mentor. She passed away this year. But today is her birthday. So thank you, everybody.